Control C, the podcast where friends get together during quarantine to discuss the movies that we watched yesterday or
today.
This morning.
Or right before the podcast.
Yes, right before.
Or this afternoon.
I mean, that is kind of a cool positive to this, where we're watching the films much closer to recording.
And we have much more of a recollection of what's going on. So, what you guys don't know is we watched Zodiac. That was directed by David Fincher, released March 2007. On today's panel, we have Chris.
Hello.
Lindsay.
Hello.
Ray?
Hi.
And I am Cece, I am your host. So this is a 2007 American mystery thriller film. The screenplay by James Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, based on the 1986 nonfiction book of the same name by Robert Graysmith. So, whoever not watched this movie, it's basically regards this is a loosely based on the Zodiac Killer. So, what'd you guys think? Besides it being a very long film.
Yeah. 3 hours is a long, long time to be running around looking for a murderer. Although I suppose, like, considering, like, real life.
Years, yeah.
You know, it took forever to find the guy. Sure.
They never found the guy.
Oh, that's right. This is the one they never found.
Yeah, this is still an open case. Like, real talk, I love the film. So, like, I understand why they had the slow parts. They could have been a little better. I think some of them could have been taken out, kind of make the movie flow a little bit easier. But ultimately, I love this film. I was entranced. I had, like, 5 research pages opened as I'm watching the movie. I'm reading about the 5 suspects that have been named over the last, like, 30 years. I'm seeing that the last suspect was named in 2009.
Oh, wow.
The case is still active in 2 counties. Like,
wow.
It's some serious shit. Like, I'm looking at it, and, like, the entire time, and I've known of the Zodiac Killer, but I didn't realize that this was, like, gonna be based on, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was gonna be, like, a fictionalized version. Nothing to do with the real life, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the Summer of Sam movie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, I thought it was just completely bullshit, whatever. Not to do with a real serial killer. So, when I saw that it was, it drew me in. So, the fact that this guy taunted them this well, like, I almost feel like, I'm looking at it and I kind of feel like this was not one person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But it was interesting. Like, I spent the entire time kind of trying to connect dots, and I just don't have enough information. And then, to be honest with you, I feel that given enough circumstance, it probably could become a little insane, like that dude that the cartoonist kind of looked like trying to dig into it. Yeah. Robert. So, I don't know, man. It was a good film. I really, really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was an amazing film. This film, I remember when I first watched it, I was shocked. I was amazed by everything that I just had watched.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with this fucking film is that it's like 3 hours and it's not action.
So, yeah, no. So
you tend to kind of like fade away or, you know, kind of chill a bit and kind of fall asleep. If it was like, because I was thinking to myself, I was like, I've seen movies this long, Titanic. But that keeps you at the edge of your seat with everything that's happening. I mean, you got Avengers, but that's action. This one, it was great, but it was just a bit slow. And there's no action like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still amazing. Everything in it was amazing from the beginning to the end. Like the very first scene to the very last scene, you're like, oh, shit.
Let's talk about Robert Downey Jr. a little bit. Because, oh my God.
Well,
can you buy the way that he fell into that insanity-driven?
Oh God, yes!
Like wow,
it was like that role was meant for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like he's the only I could not see anybody else play that role the way he did.
He felt everybody, actually all the actors on this one felt pretty good.
Definitely.
I mean, when I saw, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name because good God, but when I saw Jake on there, I was like, oh wow. I'm like, okay. And he's going to be the one that he's the playing the Greystone or the Graysmith. Yeah. And I was like, yep, that's going to be the perfect role for him. Mark Ruffalo playing David, and then Robert Downey Jr. playing Paul Avery. I just felt like those parts were just so great.
Yeah, it's like the perfect people for the role. They picked the perfect people for it. And one movie that ever, Jake, I always mispronounce his name, Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Holy shit, I got it right, motherfuckers! Anyway. Another movie that it reminded me of, and he did such a great job at, was, I can't remember. I can't believe I just forgot the name of it.
It's okay, tell me
Prisoners.
What it was about.
Prisoners.
Yes. Let's say, I've seen all of the Jake Gyllenhaal movies.
Prisoners with him and Hugh Grant. That movie is so fucking amazing.
Yes, we watched that one for the podcast.
Yeah, I do remember.
All right,
but that movie was great.
They just had an amazing fucking like cast, dude. Like all around, Jake Gyllenhaal, Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr., freaking John Carroll, Lynch, Anthony Edwards.
Oh yeah, no, the cast, dude, is fucking amazing.
It's insane. Adam Goldberg, like, geez, man.
And the way that John Carroll Lynch played Arthur Lee, He made me 100% believe that that dude, not even a real life, that dude in real life was the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Just played that role amazingly.
I just...
Everything.
Yes.
I would... You know what I'm very fascinated by and I'm very curious about is, would the Zodiac Killer be able to get away with it the way that they did if they were to have done this today?
They might.
Like in 2020, because look,
there's not been
in 2020, 2020 right now, DNA like right now, this like instant, that?
Yeah, like right
or
now,
like 2019. You mean COVID or post COVID? Pre COVID?
Let's go with pre.
Let's go with pre COVID. 2019. There's
a lot more tracking involved.
Hush, hush, real talk. There's a lot of people who are dying, being murdered by family members that are being said that it's COVID.
What? No.
Of course
not.
No, it's a fucking meme, guys.
You're not
guys.
Doing conspiracy theories. You should elsewhere, Chris.
I wasn't trying to do a conspiracy theory. I was more referring to the meme. I know you've seen it. It's basically kill your children, blame it on Corona or some shit like that.
I have not seen that one.
Oh God! But no, pre-COVID, like real talk. Do you think that somebody they could get away with it in 2020?
Because one of my aunts is missing. Huh?
The majority of this case and the majority of what they kept trying to link this serial killer to was his fucking handwriting. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel that, sure, as much of a science as handwriting analysis can be, you know, they could have, I feel like they could have analyzed the paper for, like, sweat and potentially get DNA off of sweat from the fucking paper nowadays than they could have back then. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that having the tools we have today, would it still play out the same? Like, that's what I'm kind of interested in. Because when you're looking at it, real talk, it didn't really take... Like, you're looking at it, like, you feel like the police should have caught this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the fact that they got away with it...
There was nothing regarding this guy. All they literally had was writing. That was it. There was, I mean, it could have been that the papers were clean. That's why they didn't find anything. Because, I mean, well, 1986, they didn't have DNA or anything like that yet.
Or they did, but it's like still primitive. You know what I mean? Like the difference of a DNA analysis test back then.
Yeah, they don't have the technology that we have nowadays, though.
Exactly. So, like, you know what I mean?
So right now, if that were to happen now, I'm sure they would have caught him.
And sure, you know what I mean? Like, don't get
me wrong. It would have taken some time, of course.
He still may have got it away, too. Don't get me wrong. I still am open to that validity. But I still wonder. Like, it makes me curious because I just feel like part of the reason why it always seemed that the Zodiac Killer was taunting police the way that he was because I feel like the killer felt that you guys are being stupid. You should be able to catch me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he wanted to be caught.
That you know, the very line that makes sense to everything that you're saying right now is when he's like, I cannot wait for the day that they start calling you pigs.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That line right there is like, come on.
I don't know. So, like, it just makes me kind of wonder. But I read a lot on the real case, and it's very fucking fascinating. As fascinating as kind of how I felt with the movie, where it just kind of made... I want to look into it, but I kind of feel like a little weirdo for wanting to look into it. I'm not going to lie.
I actually enjoyed it. It kept my interest. There was a few parts that I kind of got, okay, how much longer do we've got to go? But it was one of those, I didn't have many of those, but that's also just me.
That moment was when I bitch it. To you guys that I was like, this fucking movie's too long. I'm about to turn it off. But it was the end. Yeah, it was literally the end. Not even like 2 seconds later, it's like, oh yeah, it's the end. So that was my only moment.
It's when, like, when it said, started to get uncomfortable, it was the end.
I was playing Madden. I was on my computer, so I'm watching the movie on one monitor and the other one I'm playing Madden. But I was pausing the game most of the time just to pay attention to the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
Well, all I gotta do is say, all right. So when we were speaking of characters, towards the end, when Jake is finally doing his own investigation, or even possibly to try to get materials to write his own book, and he meets up with that gentleman that they said had a canister or a film or something like that, because the Zodiac recorded certain things. That dude was creepy as hell. Which one I was talking about?
Yeah.
The one that he followed home.
Wait. The one that he followed home.
It was in the rain. He followed the gentleman to his house. The guy locked the door and went downstairs to the basement.
And then he couldn't get out?
And now he couldn't get out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that guy scared the fuck out of me. And then the whole, well, he didn't write those. I did. I'm just like, holy shit. And that's, you know, and then I started thinking, I mean, I know I have no detective skills whatsoever. That made me start thinking, well, maybe there's two different people. One that's actually just writing the letters because he wants to taunt, and then a second one who's actually doing the killing because he wants to kill.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be possible. Mm-hmm. But
it was interesting, man. Like, in real life, there's actually, like, three people that were thought to be them. Arthur Lee Allen, who's a true crime author, former San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Graysmith, which is basically the story that this was based about, is named him as the suspect. Earl Van Best Jr. In 2014, HarperCollins published The Most Dangerous Animal of All, by Gary Stewart, in which he claims that his father, Earl Van Best Jr., who bears a strong resemblance to the man in the police sketch, was the Zodiac Killer. And then Louis Myers, who was a man that came forward in 2014 to reveal that a friend named Louis Myers had confessed to being the killer before his death in 2002. Certain events in Myers' history matched up with those connected to the Zodiac, but as with Allen and Van Best, there was no conclusive proof. So, like, what I find interesting, man, is just, like, so many people that keep being, like, brought up. And like I said, there's been suspects and people named as, you know...
Yeah.
Up to 2009, you know, as at least from what I was reading. So, yeah, it's kind of fascinating, and it's just, it's interesting. Like, I don't understand how he got away. Like, I feel like there should have been a better way, or I don't know. Again, yes. I'm no policeman either, so.
But yeah, this whole film, I enjoyed it. Was there any scenes that really guys got your panties in a twist?
Well, no, primarily because I don't wear panties, so, you know.
And your boxers?
Oh, Lord.
Or your pants in some cases.
No, but still, I'm trying to remember because... I really much like the pacing. I mean, I could feel that the cartoonist... real talk, I feel like by the end of this, that the cartoonist did lose his mind. I feel that realistically...
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, like I to an extent, like I can kind of see how the suspect he's naming could potentially be the Zodiac Killer, but at the same time, I kind of feel that it's the ramblings of a madman who lost his family and everything because... he went insane with the one puzzle he could not solve. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's just interesting. I you know, there's a reason why serial killer podcasts do so well. You know, it's an interesting subject, man. There's a lot of psychology behind it. There's a lot of like what makes a person tick. Like I've talked a lot on this podcast about why the way I look at movies and why I'm constantly trying to solve movies and I'm constantly trying to look for the ways things tick. So like that sort of thing kind of appeals to me. So it makes you wonder why did this person do it? Because that's the thing. There were no connections. Because
of the headaches, dumbass.
Well, yeah, because of the headaches.
And the voices.
Yeah, but what psychosis was
chicken blood.
Was he actually having, you know, some sort of mental episode? Was it something else? Was he just full of shit? Was he using that?
His daddy abandoned him. That's the story always.
But was he using that to mislead police? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what was the realness? Like, was there any motivation? Were any of them connected? Because it just, like, the thought, and I guess I'm just that fucking pure-hearted and stupid at heart, I guess. I don't know. But the thought that somebody could just up and off somebody random with no fucking motive.
No, is, you know which you know what one?
I mean? It's just like shit, dude.
You know which one pissed me off?
What?
Is when he picked up that lady with the baby. And then he was like, before I kill you, I'm going to drop your baby out the window. I was like, who the fuck does that shit?
Him?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Ray. Glad I could help. I really did enjoy it, so I highly recommend it if somebody hasn't seen it. But like, did anybody not enjoy it? Aside from
hold on.
What?
I'm just glancing at my monitor and I see waste of time. They don't reveal the killer. One useless flick. Avoid it, guys. Seven and Fight Club are great movies. David Fincher's latest Zodiac has been getting great reviews. I couldn't wait to see the movie. About an hour or so into it, I couldn't wait to end. I guess somebody didn't like it.
No, I mean, but that's a stupid thing to be like, well, they don't reveal the killer. First of all, they give you who the author thought the suspect was. And, nobody really knows.
They haven't caught the actual guy, so nobody knows.
Exactly.
You want the answer to the unsolvable.
How are they going to reveal the killer when they haven't caught him? I guess he's got to
be dead by now.
Yeah, probably. That's what I'm saying. This was in this.
Well, if it was 86, I was 5.
Wait, it was in 86?
No. The 70s?
No, the start is like in the 60s, yo.
As you said, it was I thought somebody said 86. I'm sorry.
No, the 60s. It started like in 60s.
Yeah, from the late 60s to the 1970s was when it originated. He started in the 60s and then had like that time period where he was out for a little bit and then came back around the mid 70s.
Yeah, 1960s to 1970s. So, yes, I misspoke.
So, you think maybe...
68.
What if... Did they...
No, he's probably still alive.
Yeah, he's probably still alive. Because that's like... that would put him in his, like, 60s or 70s.
70s. About
70s. So, he wasn't active for a couple years. Do we know which years?
Yeah, hold on. Give me a moment because I'm trying
like,
to...
Like, are they Vietnam War years? Like, maybe he got drafted... And that's why he wasn't active.
Well, see, part of what they were talking about, and that's actually a good point now that you mentioned that. Like, part of what they were talking about, like, and one of the reasons why Alan was a suspect is because at one point Alan went to prison and the correspondence stopped, and then he came back, and that's when it restarted, you know what I mean? Or that's what it kind of seemed like it. So they kind of used that to tie him to it. But let me... I'm trying to figure out where the absence was... keep vamping while I look.
Keep vamping.
The fuck?
That's a pretty theme.
I know.
Now the couple that deciphered the first Zodiac letter. Uh-huh. That when he was reading it, did they ever? Okay, so first question. Well, I guess not question. When they were reading it, did it make sense to anybody? Was it just like random jumbled sentences? And did they re-cipher it to make it make more sense?
Holy shit. All right, so I'm going to read this quote because holy fuck. I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest. Because man is the most dangerous animal of all to kill, something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is that when I die, I will be reborn into paradise, and then I have killed in paradise, and the I have killed will become my slaves. I would not give you my name because you will try to slot down or atop my collecting of slaves for my afterlife. Ebiorithe, whatever.
The fuck?
Yep. That was one of the letters.
Like I said, it didn't make sense.
It's fucking, it's chilling shit, dude. Like this guy. Man. I don't know. If he's still alive, clearly he's still fucking laughing at the fact that he, you know, got away with his shit.
Well, so far it looks like there's only
four
attacks that are definitely Zodiac killer.
What happened?
I'm reading on here, at present, four separate attacks have been definitely attributed to the Zodiac killer, even though he sent out letters stating that.
Yeah, so, like, there's, like, 30 to 50, I think, or 30 to 60 cases that he's taken credit for. Four that were, quote-unquote, confirmed to be his. There's, like, 30 or something that they don't know what they are. And there's some that are being contested or whatever. So, like, there's some that it seems where he actually did kill. There is the theology or the mythology that he did take credit for other people's murders. To make it seem that he was, you know, a bigger murderer than he really was, which right. I guess is possible. But, like, the entire thing is just, like, wow. So, yeah. It's and I'm still trying to find the years, but honestly, I keep reading more facts and I'm just like, oh my god. So, I'm getting sunk into the rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Ray? I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot. I think it was something else. Like when Chris said that he was probably still laughing to this day because he got away with it. I'm like thinking out here, what if they caught him, but it was for something else and they haven't been able to tie these murders to him?
It's very possible. Like I said, all they had in 1968 was the writing analysis. And even then, the guy was inconclusive. And then when they finally got it could be a little bit more conclusive, it was because the guy was fired and possibly drunk.
I still think that there was like a copycat too.
Always going to be. Yeah. You know, that's always the case.
Yeah, that happens a lot with serial killers and stuff. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that... And here's the fucking kicker. Like, if there was a copycat, the copycat got fucking away with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, that's the part that, like... This entire thing is just fascinating. Like, when you look at it from you know, trying to understand the reasoning why from the killer's perspective... The trying to understand, you know, from the police angle, the trying to understand from the civilian perspective, like, the entire thing is just entirely fascinating. So, like, if nothing else, this makes me just want to keep digging and looking for more details about what happened.
This makes me want to rewatch that show, The Cult, which I'm so pissed that they fucking ended.
Why?
Oh!
You remember?
The one with Kevin CW? Bacon?
Remember? You remember.
With Kevin Bacon?
No, then we're talking about two different things.
Yeah. No, but I was going to say there. The History Channel had featured a TV series, "The Hunt for the Zodiac Killer," in 2017, and it was about the investigators' hunt to decipher the Zodiac Killer code.
It was The Following.
I do remember The Following.
Yeah, it's because it was based on a cult. Yeah, that makes me want to watch this again. Such a good show.
I know this intrigued me, and I was kind of looking through to see what other kind of movies there was, and there was quite a bit of movies that came out roughly around the same time. I know they have The Curse of the Zodiac, which was a 2007 film, and it's regarding the Zodiac Killer as well. They had... The Zodiac Killer, which was a 1971 film. Let's see what else. And then, hold on. There we go.
Wait, Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry. That was a Zodiac movie.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yep. Yeah.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah, I'm looking at the... Because I'm looking over here right now, it says Zodiac Killer Movies. The Zodiac, Curse of the Zodiac, The Zodiac Killer, Dirty Harry, Seven. Oh, shit, Seven?
I think maybe Seven would have been inspired by Zodiac.
Yeah.
With all the content and everything.
That one's fictional. That one's way more fictional. That's.
But I didn't know that Dirty Harry was inspired by. That's.
Yeah, they got it here.
Strange.
There is a Awakening the Zodiac, which is a 2017 film, but it doesn't necessarily say that it's based on the Zodiac Killer or anything. It's just a couple finds a 40-year-old film reel that despite a gruesome murder of two people by a serial killer who vanished. So they quickly set out to solve the mystery and claim a reward, but soon find themselves the target of the person who they are hunting. So that one sounds pretty interesting, actually. It is not very good ratings. So, my movie!
So speaking of ratings, should we go to ratings?
Wait, which one's not a good rating?
The Awakening of the Zodiac. It's a 4.8 out of 10.
I was about to get pissed. I was like, wait, Zodiac wasn't a good movie?
Wrong Zodiac.
No, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 89.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what it did.
Box office was 84.8.
Yeah, they actually did a really good return on investment on this one. It was $64 million was the cost, $84 million was the box office, so
maybe about $20 million or so.
Yeah, not horrible, not bad. But I'm also thinking Because during that time, there was one other movie that came out in 2007.
They're probably not going to do a sequel, guys.
If they catch him, they will.
That is true. That is true. All right, yeah, let's go ratings. What do you guys think? Ray.
Whoa, why do I got to go first?
You were first on the screen that popped up.
Shit. I'll give it 5 out of 5 babies out the window.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the part that upsets you, and that's exactly what you used to
do. I know, but that's the only thing.
Lindsay.
Man, I don't even know. It's definitely 5 out of 5. But what I want to say may or may not be true, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say 5 out of 5 future Marvel stars. Because I'm sure there's at least 2 other people in this cast somewhere that ended up in a Marvel movie other than the 3 main characters.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I got you. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Jake.
You got Dr. Robert. You got Mark Ruffalo. That's 3 of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's 2 others in there somewhere. And they're probably just side characters, but I'm just going to go 5 out of 5, and I don't really have anything else specific.
Shit, the Zodiac Killer was probably one of them. Never showed him.
All right, Chris?
It wasn't Jimmy Simpson. I think Jimmy Simpson's in part of it. Okay. I am going to give it 4 out of 5 Pisces.
Ah.
Zodiac, right?
Zodiac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow you. I am going to go ahead and give it 5 out of 5. What is it? Comic book writers turned detective. So, and I guess, did you guys want to say anything else regarding the film, or?
So my next guess as to an actor from this film that's going to end up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's going to be Jimmy Simpson. That's my guess. Locked and loaded. Yep.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Yep.
It's a very good movie. Just be warned, it's freaking long. So
2 hours
sure
and 42 minutes.
Oh, okay, 42.
Yeah, no, 42 minutes. So, and there is, like, the first half is really good, and the second half is really good, and then, like, the middle is just like, okay, come on, let's get to the point. So, all right, so, from there, thanks for joining us here on Control-C and our review on The Zodiac. Join us every Monday, well, every other Monday during quarantine. Make sure you subscribe and rate us on all podcast services everywhere. Check out Geek and Cast to see the other shows that we've got. Follow us on Geek and Cast on
Twitter
and Facebooks, you know, whatever else we've got going out. Yep, I think that's it. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
Yes,
all right.
True.
Yep, there.
That's the one you forgot.
All right, thanks to our cast, Ray.
Laters.
Lindsay.
Bye.
Chris.
Pisces out.
Aries, got you here.
I'm not even a Pisces, guys. I'm a Libra. Suckers.
I'm an Aries. I'm on the border.
Nice.
But I haven't flipped. My sister has flipped because she's on the 18th. And it's gone from the 18th to the 21st, so she's on.